Inevitably, national allegiances colour such considerations. British and Commonwealth historians tend to argue that the turning point in 1918 was the Battle of Amiens in August, where Australian, British, Canadian and French troops won a major victory. The French and some Americans, on the other hand, favour the Second Battle of the Marne a few weeks earlier. The argument in favour of Amiens is based on the fact that while Second Marne finally halted the German offensives, it was the Battle of August 8th that seized the strategic initiative for the Allies and initiated the 100 days of Allied victories that ended with the German capitulation in November 1918. More often than not, a golfer's personality matches his or her golf swing. John Daly has an out-of-control backswing. Ernie Els has a silky smooth tempo. Nick Price was machine gun fast. And Tiger has a ridiculously athletic downswing. Then there's Padraig Harrington. His blue-collar, never-say-die, workmanlike attitude shines through in his simple yet extremely effective golf swing. What makes his golf swing so great is that it's so consistent. In fact, his mechanics are so solid that it's hard to find fault with just about anything he does. The Constitution's glory, a crew so bold and brave, our famed and brilliant story, our right to defend and save, who, true to every duty, for their country's honour fight, while ashore, wealth, fame and beauty reward them with delight. Ahoy, brave boys, superior, weigh anchor and nothing fear, our enemies inferior, then fight for all that's dear. If anything, the inflated mythology that today surrounds the French Resistance only profanes the memory of those who really did serve bravely. So, was the French Resistance effective? Perhaps, in some places, at some times, but its value was often grossly exaggerated. The Resistance, for example, claimed it had killed 6,000 members of the vicious Das Reich Division. British historian Max Estings, however, examined the unit's records for his book, Das Reich, The March of the 2nd SS Panzer Division through France, June 1944, and concluded the French were responsible for the death of approximately 35 soldiers.